And welcome back once again. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I'm continuing episode number 11, which I've entitled Redeemed by the Blood of Jesus. And I hope you will listen to the first part of this episode. I shared with you the definition of what it means to be redeemed and just shared with you also about the podcast, some of the statistics and the purpose of the podcast. And we started looking at some verses in God's Word that talk about being redeemed. And I will continue looking at some more verses today, and I may actually wrap up this episode on today's part. So we will just see how things go. I've still got several things that I want to share with you. I do appreciate you tuning in. Whatever platform that you are listening on, whether it's the podcast website or whether it's one of the other platforms that I have distributed the podcast to, I am so glad that you have tuned in. And if this is your first time listening, I've got several episodes already done. I hope you will go back and listen to those. I talk about whatever God has put on my heart to say, and I believe that every episode I do, someone needs to hear what I'm talking about whenever I talk about it, if that makes any sense. And don't take what I say. Look at God's Word. I always try and give you verses and talk about what God's Word says about a certain topic. But as I mentioned in the last part of this episode, there's not enough people these days that take the time and do their own research and read and find things out on their own. They just rely on others to do their work for them. And I don't want that to be the case. I don't want you to just sit here and say, well, you know, he said it, he's got a podcast, so it must be true. That's not the case. I mean, I am bringing you the truth of God's Word, but just because I'm sitting here and I've got a podcast and I have a microphone, do not sit here and think that I am a prophet or that I know it all, because I certainly do not. There are so many things that I'm still figuring out, but I do know this. I know that God loves us more than we can ever imagine, and that is why He gave us His Word, and there is power in His Word. His Word can speak to us like nothing else in our lives. And that's why you hear me say every episode, read your Bible, especially in these times where we've got just all this terrible news coming around, all this news being thrown at us, all this fake news, all this deception being thrown our way through media and so many other avenues. You've got to read God's Word, the Word of truth, the sword of the Spirit. Because again, that is what will speak to you in your life like nothing else. And so that is my encouragement for you today. And my encouragement also is just to remind us that we have all been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's something that's very important. It's not just for Christians. And I think that's a misconception. Jesus has redeemed all of us. As His Word says, He came and He died once for all. It does not say He died for all of the elect. I know that's what some people believe, is that He only came and died for those who are eventually going to come and know Him. That is not what it says. He came and He died for all, but not all will receive Him. So that is the message of the gospel right there. We are redeemed. We are free from the bondage of sin. No matter what you have done in your life, there is nothing that God cannot forgive you for, or that He will not forgive you for. There is nothing that you can do in your life that makes you beyond the point of redemption. And I'm going to give you a story from God's Word that I encourage you to read that kind of goes along with that line of someone who was living a life that definitely was not biblical and definitely not one that was honoring and pleasing to God, but God redeemed them. And you're going to hear in the special feature episode of a gospel singer, not well known to many, but still it was an amazing story of him getting caught up in the drug culture and living a lifestyle, again, not pleasing to God, not living out God's will in his life, but God has redeemed him, and he is redeemed by the blood of Jesus, just like you and I are. So I encourage you, of course, as well, to listen to the special feature episode, which is on my podcast website. And I also believe it gets distributed to the podcast platforms. It's kind of nice that even though it's a special feature episode, you can still have access to it along with the regular episodes. So as I mentioned on the last part of this episode, I gave you the definition of redemption. I encourage you to go back and listen to that. I also started giving you several verses that talk about redemption. I'm not going to read those, but I do want to give you the references in case you'd like to go back and listen to those, or in case you don't have time right now to go back and to listen to the first part of this episode. So again, I'm not going to read these, but I will give you the references that I mentioned on the last part of the episode. They are Job 19:25, Psalm 72:14, Isaiah 52:3 and Luke 1:68. So those are the verses that I read in the last part of this episode, and now I'm continuing on looking at verses that talk about and remind us how we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our next verse that we're going to take a look at is also in the book of Luke. It's Luke 21:28, and here is what it says. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your head, because your redemption is drawing near. And I said, well, what's one of the things that we are redeemed? We're obviously redeemed from the bondage of sin. Jesus has freed us from the bondage and the weight of sin in our lives. But our redemption, what we are going to be redeemed, is we are part of the kingdom of God. That means we're going to have eternal life and be with God and be with Christ in heaven forever. That is what we are redeeming, but we don't have to pay anything for it. Jesus already paid the price for us because, as I said, another important verse, one that I may mention on every episode, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin, the payment for sin is death. There is no other payment for our sin. It has to be death, but it's already been paid by Jesus at the cross. So you have to pay nothing for it. You know, sometimes I've heard the saying, if something's free, there's usually a gimmick, or if it sounds too good to be true, then it's probably not true. That's not the case when it comes to our salvation. Jesus already paid for it. All you have to do is come to a saving knowledge and ask him to be the Lord of your life. Confess your sins and make him the Lord of your life. That's all you have to do. You have redeemed your ticket to all of eternity with Christ. It's that simple. As I mentioned on the last part, you don't have to have, no matter what educational background you come from, it's not hard to understand the gospel. There are parts of the Bible that are hard to understand, but the basic message of the gospel is not hard to understand. Jesus is so gracious and so kind, and God loves us so much. He gave us his word. And so how awesome is that? And that passage in Luke is talking about different things that are going to happen in the end of times. And that's why it was saying that when these things, that's what it's referring to, is when these events start to happen, lift up your head, because Jesus will rapture the church at any time after that. And we are living in the last days of Christ. As I mentioned, I'm not going to talk about Bible prophecy on this episode, and maybe not even in any episode in the near future, but I do hope to do one on Bible prophecy or several episodes on that, and I'll be talking more about that. But our redemption is drawing near. Moving along now to the book of Romans, Romans 3:24, and that says, we are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Another reminder that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That was Romans 3:24. And then now Romans 8:23, and that says, and not only the creation, but ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. We groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. And I don't know about you, but again, not going into Bible prophecy too much, I do have to mention a few things about it. But when we go to heaven, we're going to get new bodies. And so if you have had a lot of health problems, if you say, you know what, my body has fallen apart, and I'm not that old, I'm only in my mid-30s now, but there are some things that, hey, they're not as good as they were when I was in my 20s or even when I was a teenager. And I'm sure you would say the same thing. We don't have to worry. We're going to get new bodies. We're going to redeem this old body for a new body, our heavenly bodies. And I can't wait for that moment. We have been adopted into the kingdom of God thanks to Jesus Christ. He is the one that can close the gap between God and man. Moving along now, because I do want to see if I can cover all these verses on this part of the episode. Ephesians 1:7, another reminder that we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses or our sin, according to the riches of his grace. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. The one who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be redeemed That is also what the Bible says. I can't remember the verse right off the top of my head, but there is one that says just what I just said, where the one who knew no sin became sin for us and died on the cross, because that is the payment for sin. As Romans 6:23 reminds us, the wages of sin is death. Galatians 4:5, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. And we have been adopted into the kingdom of God through the redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:12, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. And you may say, what does that mean? Back in the days that the Bible was written, a lot of people would bring goats and calves to be sacrificed, because Jesus had not come yet. So that was their sacrifice. That was their way of, I don't necessarily know if it was their way of paying for their sins, but it was part of the ritual at that time, is that you sacrificed to God. You had to sacrifice something. You would take a lamb without blemish. You would take the best of your flock and sacrifice that. And that was before the Lamb of God came and died on the cross for us. And what this is saying is that we don't need the calves. We don't have to sacrifice animals anymore. Jesus came once, and he died for all, and he is the redemption for our sins. So hopefully that helps you understand that verse a little bit more, that back in the day, again, before Jesus came, before his birth, people would sacrifice animals for their sins. But then once Jesus came, Jesus was the payment for our sins for all of time. Next, Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. We have been purified. We have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That does not mean that we're not going to sin. I believe it means when the Holy Spirit is in us that we are going to sin less, but we will not be sinless, if that makes sense. Now, I know it's a play on words, but we have been redeemed. We have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:18, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold. That goes back to the one that I read on the last part of this episode, Isaiah 52:3, that reminds us that we are redeemed with blood, not with money. There is nothing that can redeem us. There is no perishable thing. There is no earthly thing that can redeem our soul, that can redeem us from our sin. The only thing that can is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's very important, because the devil will make you believe a lie. He will make you believe that you've done something so bad in your life that you cannot be redeemed for it. He'll make you believe that, look, you know, if you just do good and you're a good person, you're going to be saved and you can still go to heaven. That's a lie. If you don't have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, if you have not accepted Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life, then you will not have eternal life with Christ Jesus, because you have not turned in your ticket for redemption. You're sitting there, you're holding the wrong ticket. And I say those are some of the most dangerous Christians, or the ones that think, hey, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, but they've never made him the Lord of their life. And they think, I'm sitting here holding my ticket at redemption, and if I'm just a good person, then that's going to be enough to get me into heaven. That's not true, because there's nothing that we can do that's going to be good enough to get into heaven. I hate when I hear people say, you know, you are good enough. You are. No, we're not. We're not good enough. We're never going to be good enough to get into heaven, because we have a sin nature in us, and we have to be cleansed. We have to be purified in order to get into heaven. And that is why we are redeemed and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But there are so many people that have missed that. There are so many people that have believed the lie, that said, you know what I did in the past is just, it's too bad. God would never forgive me for that. I could never be a part of the kingdom of God. And that's not true. And wait till you hear some of the examples that I'm going to give you of people in our lives, actually all of them except one, are alive in the present age. Some of these are some of the most evil people that you might be able to think of. They have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, but they may not ever turn in their ticket of redemption. They may never come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But Jesus came and he died for them, just like he died for you and for me. So it's not for us to sit here and to say that person's beyond redemption, that this person can never be redeemed, or even think that ourselves, that, like I said, that you've done something in your life and you say, well, that goes completely against the Bible. You know, it's just, I was living this crazy life. I was living a life that is definitely not God, and he'll never forgive me for that. That's not true. The devil wants you to believe that, but that's not true. God loves us more than we could ever imagine, more than we could ever think. And that is why he sent Jesus to be the redemption for us, because he loves us so, so much. And the final verse that I want to give you today that talks about redemption, and that is Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God people from every tribe and language and people and nation." And that is proof in that verse right there that anyone can be redeemed. What does the last part of that verse say? We were purchased for God, every tribe, every language, every people, and every nation. And that's going to be the amazing thing about heaven, is there will be people from every tribe, every nation in heaven. He has his soldiers, he has his children all over this world. The sum that, of course, we can never imagine. But there's also going to be a lot of people left behind when the rapture does happen. So I wouldn't say that God's children are in majority. I would say that we are in the minority in this world, especially with the way the world is these days. But people from every tribe, every nation are going to know Jesus Christ, but not all of them will accept it. That's why missions is so important. And if you have a church that is not really big on missions, I just encourage you to find an organization that supports worldwide missions and getting the good news of the gospel around the world, because that is something that is so important. Jesus has told us that we are to be disciples of all nations. We are to go out and we are to share the gospel, and not just with those in our community, not just with those in our state or in our nation, but we are to go and share the good news of the gospel. And that is why, as I've said, I am so blessed that this podcast is getting around the world and that I'm sharing with folks from all over the world, from different ethnic backgrounds, different religious backgrounds, whatever the case may be. I'm so blessed that this podcast is getting around the world as we are trying to make disciples of all nations. It's our job to plant the seed, but it's God's job to grow it. Let me say a quick prayer. I've got some examples of people that I want to talk to you about that are not beyond redemption. And they're ones that, of course, have been in the news a lot lately. There's also a biblical example as well that I want to encourage you to read. But I got all the verses in that I wanted. I know that was a lot of verses that I threw there at you. Hope you'll go back and read those. Also, read what the Bible says about redemption. I know I've given you a lot of verses. There are others that talk about redemption, and I think it's always important to read around the verses and kind of get the context. Context is very important to helping you understand the verses. Sometimes I don't read multiple verses because I talk about the ones that are talking about the specific topic that I am talking about on for that episode. And so there are other verses around the ones that I read today that may help you understand it better if you don't understand it. And like I said, let God's word speak to you in your life. So let me say a quick prayer and I'll close this out for today. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for redeeming us through the blood of Jesus Christ and sending Jesus to be the payment for our sins. Lord, I pray for those today who are struggling or who maybe are having those thoughts of, I've done something in my life and I cannot be redeemed, or I cannot come to a saving knowledge of you, because that's just not the case. I pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ who are struggling also with something that happened in their past, and maybe they think they cannot be redeemed or they have not been redeemed from that. And I just pray that you would remind them that we are all redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that if they confess that sin, that you will forgive them of that sin. Lord, thank you for your love and your mercy. And thank you for just giving me the opportunity to do this podcast and to reach the entire world. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I should be able to wrap this episode up on the next part of the episode, so I hope you will tune in for that. In the meantime, I'm Travis Sullivan. This is Truth from the Heart, Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.